This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Hurricane Rita is now a Category 2 storm with winds from 96 to 110 miles per hour. The second major hurricane to hit the Gulf Coast in less than 30 days made landfall this morning just after 2:30 a.m. Central Time. It moved ashore at the Texas-Louisiana state line, packing winds of 125 miles per hour. That is Category 3. At this hour, Rita is dumping water most heavily on Lake Charles, Louisiana, but Galveston, Houston, Beaumont, Lumberton, and Port Arthur are all feeling the effects. Areas of New Orleans, which is 275 miles to the east, are again waterlogged. We will try to keep you informed of Rita's movements and impact throughout the day. NPR's Joe Palca joins us in the studio, and he'll be with us too. Joe, thanks for joining us this morning.
Sure.
Let's go down to NPR's John Hamilton at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. John, what can you tell us about where Rita seems to be heading now?
Well, I'm looking at a map of the projected path of Rita, and you can see it heading slightly northwest and then increasingly north during the day. It's essentially following the border between Louisiana and Texas, and it's staying on the Texas, the center of the storm is staying on the Texas side of that. Eventually, it will turn a little bit north and northeast, and by Monday or Tuesday, it will enter the southeastern corner of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. So what I see on the map ahead would be Jasper, Kirbyville, Nacogdoches, St. Augustine, Grapeland, Texas. Lufkin certainly seems to be in that path.
All of those places are certainly going to be along the path, yes.
And where is the storm most dangerous right now? What is it packing?
Well, probably the greatest danger right now is still along the coastline, where there were storm surges of 15 feet or more in some places. And that's a lot of water. If you look around the area around most coastal areas and you think, if the water were 15 feet higher, what would no longer be visible? And there's a lot of stuff that's not there. So that's probably the greatest short-term damage. As the day goes along, the damage will shift to rainfall. And of course, the winds when the storm first came across were a major factor. But during the day, the winds drop off pretty quickly. So it's going to be a story of water damage.
Mm-hmm. Storm surge estimates become important now?
Yeah, storm surge estimates have been pretty consistent for the past couple of days. As I said, they're around 15 feet with the possibility of 20 feet in some areas where the water can really pile up. That's usually the mouth of a river or a bay, some place where a whole lot of water can get forced into one area.
I know Joe Palca wants to get in with a question.
Well, I was just saying, John, it's probably a good time to remind people that we still have 2 months to go in the official hurricane season, although we are in the strongest part. Will be over sooner than that, right?
Yeah, I mean it's interesting. Since 1933, there has only been 1 year that had 21 storms, and that they assign 21 names every year. So far this year, Rita is the 17th storm. So 4 more storms, and we would have run through the alphabet.
What do they do then?
Then they go to the Greek alphabet. They're named Alpha, Beta, Gamma, and so on.
Oh, all right. God willing, we won't get to Xerxes, I guess.
No. So, but aren't you glad you asked?
Perhaps we'll need that information. But to recap what you've said, the storm is heading inland, and while losing some of its power, but wind and rain, and particularly rain, still become a problem.
That is true. And of course, the real question is if the storm slows down and stops, the rainfall totals could increase. And so you could get up to 25 inches of rain, and that could be just devastating in some areas.
Well, John Hamilton will be checking back with you at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.